On Thursday, U.S. Senators Roger Marshall, M.D., and Jerry Moran of Kansas introduced the Access to Credit for a Rural Economy, or ACRE Act, and the legislation allows community banks to administer agricultural real estate loans by granting them tax-exempt status on earned interest. The ACRE Act would benefit American families, farmers, and rural communities nationwide by making loans more accessible and affordable to rural and agricultural borrowers. Joining Senators Marshall and Moran were Senators Angus King of Maine, Ruben Gallego of Arizona, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, and Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. Senator Marshall said the ACRE Act would help community banks address one of the most significant challenges for rural communities, which is high interest rates. He said high interest rates raise the cost of doing business for family farms, making it harder for small businesses to grow, and it leaves home ownership unattainable for many. So the ACRE Act is common sense legislation to reverse these trends. Specifically, the ACRE Act would amend the Internal Revenue Code to exclude interest received on certain loans secured by rural or agricultural real property from gross income, allow farm real estate borrowers and rural homeowners access to lower interest rates by expanding the same tax-exempt status on certain earned interest that applies to other lenders, apply to agricultural real estate and single-family home mortgage loans in rural communities with fewer than 2,500 residents and for mortgages less than $750,000, and expand access to affordable agricultural and home loans to over 4,000 rural communities nationwide and save family farmers and producers well over $400 million in annual interest expenses. The Kansas Senate sent Governor Kelly a bill that would end the three-day grace period of mail-in ballots after senators approved Senate Bill 4 on Thursday with a vote of 30-10. The House previously passed it 80-39. Currently, people who receive an advance ballot and choose to return it by mail must have it postmarked by 7 p.m. on election night, which is when the polls close, and then it must arrive within the next three business days. Under the bill, all mail-in ballots would have to be collected by county election clerks no later than 7 p.m. on election night to be counted. Representative Pat Proctor, chair of the House Elections Committee, said that according to the Secretary of State, the three-day grace period disenfranchised as many as 1,000 voters last year, as nearly 2% of mail-in ballots cast in the primary election couldn't be counted because they arrived during the grace period but without a postmark. He said joining the 32 states that have decided that Election Day should be Election Day is a positive step forward toward restoring voter confidence and ensuring every vote is counted in Kansas. Kansas senators advanced a constitutional amendment on Wednesday that would change how state Supreme Court justices are selected. The amendment, which requires approval from two-thirds of the legislature and more than 50% of voters, would convert Kansas's method for selecting state Supreme Court justices from a merit-based system to an election system. Most Senate Democrats opposed the change, saying it was equivalent to hanging a for sale sign on the state Supreme Courthouse. Republicans said the change gives a voice to the people. Under the current merit-based system, a nine-member judicial nominating commission that consists of five attorneys and four laypeople creates a list of potential appointees, and the sitting governor selects a justice from that list. Kansas Supreme Court justices serve six-year terms, but only if they are retained by voters. Appointed justices undergo a retention vote in a general election once they've served for a year, and subsequently every 6 years. If the resolution passes, a special election would be called on August 6, 2026, so voters could weigh in on the change. Positions 4 and 5 would be elected in November 2030. Positions 6 and 7 would be elected in November 2032, and each position would be subject to a six-year term. Vacancies that occur because of unexpired terms would also be filled by an election. Justices are required by law to retire after their 75th birthday or after completing the term during which they turn 75. The bill is pending final action in the Senate and is yet to be heard in the House.